So I want to talk a little bit about refugees and what's happening in the world. It's been on my heart for many months now, wondering, you know, what is it that we can do, or many weeks now, maybe more, what can we do, what are we to do as simple churches? I have this quote up there. This is from the United Nations High Commission on Refugees. More than 43 million people worldwide are now forcibly displaced as a result of conflict and persecution. It's the highest number since the mid-1990s. What are we supposed to do, if anything? It's a really tremendously significant and terrible problem that's in our world right now. 2 weeks ago, we were meeting with the Vancouver church, Jolie and I and the kids. We went to be with them, and we did Lectio Divina around the story of Jesus welcoming the little children. And it was a really powerful morning together, and we really sensed the Spirit speaking to us together as a community. And we were asking the question, or Derek was leading us to ask the question, you know, who are the children in our world today? Like, who are the people that are being set aside, that are being relegated aside as they were in that culture at that time? And the answer that we came to is that this is the refugees in our world today. They're people that are having no access and no opportunity to further themselves or to gain place in the world. And we left that Sunday, again, really kind of burdened about this. Last week, we met together as a council and wanted to talk about the year ahead and pray together if there was any big focuses that God wanted us to have as a simple church community. Is there any big things that He wanted us to lean into together? And as we talked and prayed, one of the things we felt was that we wanted to continue to work forward with this thing of discipleship, which we started last year. It's been lowly simmering under the ground, but there have been some significant movements that have been happening in that. But we said we wanted to keep going with that. But the other thing that came into our hearts was this idea of refugees, that maybe there's some way that we can support and be with a remedy for this situation that's in the world. And as we talked, it just seemed good to us that we should explore this, that we've tried this before. Lynn Valley Church did it together as a community. They tried on two occasions, or was just one? Two. Right. And the second one ended up not working out, not because of you, but because the government was slow and they found placement in the United States, right? But we just wondered, maybe now is the time. And it so happens that the parent denomination that we are a part of, the Christian Missionary Alliance, is one of the few organizations in Canada that has a partnership with the government of Canada to be one of the organizing groups to bring in refugees into the country. They have a very significant program. It's been something that they've been leaning into, saying that they feel like this is something that God is calling them to be a part of, with the 480 churches across the country that are a part of that. How many of you grew up in churches where, when you were, young boys and girls, or maybe however old you are, maybe a little bit later on, where your church sponsored some people from Vietnam? Were you part of that? Anybody part of that? No, you were? Laos? Yeah. I remember as a little boy, there was the problem with, they called them the boat people, right? In the late 70s, early 80s. And again, war was causing tremendous amounts of displacement. And I remember my church, little church, but we took it upon ourselves to adopt and to welcome this family, to sponsor this immigrant family. They were the Buiz family. They ended up becoming a part of our church and were with it for many years until just a few years ago they moved to Toronto. But they raised their children and everything else in this Owen Sound community, which they were really probably the only Vietnamese people that had ever been to Owen Sound, let alone lived in Owen Sound, right? But there they were, and it was the church. And it was something the church all across Canada, from all different denominations, rose up together collectively to respond to this really significant problem. And I think there's a movement afoot to say maybe there's a time again for that. The thing is that it's a really big commitment. It involves a commitment of our finances. It involves a commitment of our time and our energy, not just in the work to bring them here, but also then when they are here in those first year, especially those first early months, getting them set up, getting their house, getting their things together. And for us as a council, when we talked about this and prayed about it, it just seemed like, yes, this is a good thing for us to do. It's a good thing for us to explore together. But at the same time, we really felt like it was the kind of thing that we weren't interested in proceeding with unless there was a common sense amongst us all that, yes, this is a good thing, and we feel that this is something we should do together as a church. And so we said, how do we assess what God's doing in your hearts around this? And the idea was that this week, the week to come, that we will send out, again, a survey to us all via email that you can follow. There'll be a link to it. And the gist of what we want to know from you is, are these things here? And this is what we'll ask you. Do we sense that this is something that God has for our church in this season? Are you willing to give financially to this? And would you be willing to pledge an amount? So our council right now, or not our council, but our collective church, that we have a bank account that has some money in it, that I think that some of that money for sure can be used toward this project. But it will be above and beyond what we have in our bank account that we will need to raise. And so it will be something that you'll need to look at and say, this is an above and beyond thing for what you're presently giving in support of the church. Will you give your time and energy to support the refugees' arrival? And fourthly, would you be willing to be on the core group of five? So what we mean by that is that the government requires there to be a group of five people that are the key sponsors of the person or of the family. And so we would need, before we could proceed, we would need to have these five people. Lynn Valley Church, you signed that document, and basically you were saying, in effect, we are the ones that are sponsoring. So while we're saying it would be a thing of our church, in the end, before the government, it would be these five people. But that's why it's so important that we collectively feel that we're supposed to be doing this, because we don't want to leave those five people on the hook, right? We want them to say, yeah, we're in this. What I don't want you to feel is pressured and guilted toward doing something. I don't want you to receive this and say, okay, we should do this, and click yes, because you won't follow through on your commitment. What I want you to do is say, yeah, I feel that this is something to do, or it seems like a good idea, but I just don't think we're in that season right now, so I have to say no. And be free to do that, okay? What we're trying to determine is, where is the genuine heart of the people, and are you really at this place where you feel like you can do this and that we should be doing this together as a church? As a personal word, I feel like that we should do this. I feel like it would be an extremely important thing in the life of our church. And I think that this is just something that sits well within who Jesus is and who Jesus calls people to be. But me saying that, again, I don't want anybody to feel guilted. I want you to do what you think and put down what you think is right for our community at this time. Because I'll be the first to say that there are times where I think that we should do something and it's not the right thing for us to do, right? So I want to put that out there. So I think it's a great opportunity before us. And even in saying, yeah, we'll go down this, in the end, it might not work out, right? But I think it's something for us to consider at this season of our time. Is there any questions about that before we continue on? Okay, so it's the time coming up and then the year afterward. And the program has like a value, a dollar value amount that's associated to with what generally it costs. And it varies depending, obviously, on the size of the group, right? So it ranges anywhere from supporting an individual, which is about $7,000, to supporting a family, which is over $20,000. And that support takes place, like the intensive support is really that year after when they first settle down, because we are responsible to set them up with their housing, find them, their furniture and clothing and all of those other things. That's one thing that the program says as well, though, that the dollar value can come down if the people that are sponsoring them, can find bedding and can find, you know, cutlery and all those kind of things, right? So that $20,000, that's saying if you were to go out and buy everything new for them, right? But we should keep that dollar value in mind. Probably it's a good estimate for us to have. Any other? Yeah. Well, I think that like the process could begin right away, as you know, right? It could take a long time to carry itself out. So, and probably some of that, the expedience of it will also depend on who our government's going to be on, you know, because they all have different policies that they're saying on the refugee situation. Oh, excuse me, sorry. I sorry. No. I think my hearing I'm serious, but that's beside the point. Where are we thinking of? Well, we thought as a council that our first place to consider should be something like the Ukraine. Because we already have a long-standing relationship. And there is a significant refugee problem in the Ukraine right now. We thought that that would make kind of a little bit of sense to us all. I contacted the representative that oversees these things about the Ukraine, and they said the Ukraine is actually a bit of a challenge because though there is a problem, there is also other things at work that limit that from being easily remedied. So there could be other places that are higher on the priority list, or maybe not even higher on the priority list, but that are just easier to happen with. Any other questions or? Okay, so I'll send that information out to you this week. If you have other questions, feel free to email me or call me, and I'll do my best that I can to try and provide a decent answer for you to that. And we'll leave it at that, and we'll just see what God is saying to you. Yeah, sorry, Bradley, go for it. Yeah. No, you can contribute over the course of the time, but it's obviously, it would be earmarked into that fund to support them. And we would need to you guys can probably answer that better. I'm assuming that the money needs to be ready and there by the time they come, correct? Not all. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. I can clarify that. Yep. Okay. Yep. My understanding is that you can, but I can clarify that. Yeah. Anything else? Right. 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 Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Anything else? Yeah. Lots of things to learn along the journey, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, let's pray together and then we'll stand up and read the scripture today. So, Jesus, we just give you this possibility, this idea together as a community. And yeah, we offer you our lives, we offer you our hearts. And we invite you, Lord Jesus, to lead us. And if this is something that you have for us at this time, we pray that it would be a yes and amen in our hearts. And if this is something that's not the right time, we pray that we would be clear on that as well. Either way, Lord, we want to be about your kingdom in this world. We want to be people that welcome the alien and the stranger. Because that's who you are. And so lead us one way or the other in this, God. Thank you for even just the idea and the opportunity to talk about it. And we do pray, Lord, for these 43 million people around the world that are without a home today, that are running for their lives, that are afraid, that are in camps, that are malnourished, that are all the rest of these things because of war and persecution. We pray for your comfort and for your blessing. We really do pray, Lord, that the church around the world would rise up as agents of your hands, giving to these kinds of things that are so important. And now as we turn toward this scripture for us today, Lord, we ask for your blessing as we read it and think about it together. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.